Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Three, two, swing and a miss. Back-to-back K's. Yeah, the linguists out there.
Oh, they're always there.
The phonologists.
Always, always there. And I tried to remember the Gristini's supermarkets that are in New York City in Manhattan, kind of a little boutique. So I took that R and then remembered Gristini's to get Aristides.
Okay.
So far, so good.
Not bad at all. You got to do whatever you can.
By association, sure.
You get all the different things you have to worry about with that, your semi-vowels.
Yeah.
Your diphthongs, your triphthongs, your vowel breaking, all the different ways to say stuff, and you want to say it the right way for these guys.
I pulled my diphthong in college.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
I was out for like 6 weeks. Terrible.
It's near the oblique.
Yes.
Two outs and the bases empty for Tucker Barnhart. Switch hitting catcher.
I will say this. With the news of the great Ted Leitner stepping down and becoming one of the ambassadors for the Padres. Our incorporator is going to take a hit. I mean, it's just going to take a hit. There's getting Uncle Ted out of the booth. It's got to make it easier for Jesse Agler to weave in those incorporated words. Part of the best part of the bit was Uncle Teddy's reaction, right? The times that he got Uncle Teddy, like that time I pulled my diphthong in college. The greatest. It's so good.
We'll see if Tony Gwynn Jr. reacts at all if we get to continue to do the Incorporated with Jesse.
Now, well, do you think Jesse will be too big time to do the Incorporated?
I don't think
he will.
No, Jesse's Jesse.
He's Jesse.
I don't think it changes whether he's doing more innings or not.
He likes a challenge. Well, he likes a challenge, too, and he likes the game.
But what I'm excited about, and as we mentioned last hour, Paul working on getting Ted on sometime here, you know, whether it's this week or next week, we will have Ted Leitner on. We can finally come clean and ask him,
did he know?
Did you realize what we had Jesse doing every week on Tuesdays when he would say something weird like diphthong, that was part of the bit? And we will get his honest reaction to the incorporator now that we no longer have to kind of keep it semi-secret from him.
Some time away from the game yesterday as well. Much to do here, of course. Walk around that inner harbor. Got a great aquarium, some great historic sites. Certainly you could grab a crab cake somewhere, and that is the regional delicacy of choice for a lot of people. You got to be careful, though, with your crab cakes. You don't want the ones with too much filler. Here's the 1-2, and a swing and a miss. Nunez strikes out. Now two down here in the bottom of the third inning. Second strikeout of the night for Logan Allen. So you got your crab meat, your lump crab meat, your mayonnaise, your breadcrumbs, your spices and herbs, all that goes into it. But sometimes too many breadcrumbs, too much filler, not as good. So you got to know where to go to get your great crab cakes. Two outs and the base is empty. Padres leading 5-1 in the bottom of the third inning.
Thank you, Bobby Flay.
Yes. Well, you know, a little bit of a foodie, a little bit of a food snob.
I'm a little bit of an eater. Snob, you had nothing to do with it.
Legend.
The other thing I noticed about that clip, Logan Allen pitching for the Padres.
Oh my God.
Logan Allen. The Padres now have a starting rotation of Denelson Lamet, Blake Snell, Yu Darvish, Joe Musgrove, Chris Paddock, and then waiting in the wings, Mackenzie Gore, Adrian Morejon, Ryan Weathers, Michelle Baez. Logan Allen was pitching for the Padres when we started the Incorporator.
Was it less than 2 years ago today?
Mayonnaise.
Like less than 2 years ago, you're throwing out Eric Lauer, Nick Margavichus, Julius Chacin. Logan Allen.
This, by the way, boys, let this sink in. This is what it was like growing up a Yankees fan. Just FYI. How do you like it? Probably had some strong opinions about the Yankees in your time, didn't you, Ben?
I probably had a few.
Yeah, I think a lot of Padre fans did and do. A little different when the shoe goes onto the other foot. Feels kind of good, doesn't it?
It feels good, yes. Yeah.
I don't hate it.
Was Brian Cashman, who's been the GM forever,
long time,
was he as absolutely like savvy in the way his moves were? I felt like sometimes he just hit the moves over the head. Like, I'm the Yankees. I just walk in. I'm the Yankees. I'm going to offer you the most money. Let's just go.
Yeah, I think with free – I mean, obviously with free agents, yeah. But, I mean, a lot of the guys that they got via trade, sure, they money-whipped – they money whipped their fair share of players. There's no doubt about it. But some of the I've made the point, too, when you were a Yankee fan in the early 90s, you didn't know what a prospect was. You had no idea of who's coming up, who to be excited about. Pretty much if you did get excited about a prospect, they were a turd. Brian Taylor was like the number one guy. He was supposed to be a stud. Kevin Moss was another one. Every Yankee prospect I ever grew up knowing, they all let me down for the almost to a man.
That's why this is even better for me. I get to have both.
Yeah.
I get to have my cake and eat it too. I get to have the prospects that I'm excited about.
Yep.
Hold on to most of them, yet still, you know, improve the roster, the Major League roster, immensely at the same time.
It's crazy.
Shouldn't be possible. AJ Preller seems to be pulling it off. Can't wait for the season to get started. We'll talk more about yesterday's trade as we move on. Coming up on the program today at 7:35, Eric Adelson, our senior NFL writer, will be with us. Tony Gwynn Jr., I mentioned, 8 o'clock, now going to be joining Jesse full-time in the broadcast booth. He can give his thoughts on the Joe Musgrove deal at 8 o'clock. We'll also have Matt Miller, NFL draft expert, going to check in for a couple of minutes at 8:35. That, of course, was scheduled before we knew everything that was going to go on over the weekend.
Well, I mean,
that's still a great guest.
Yeah, not a slap in the face to Matt Miller.
It's not.
He's phenomenal.
He's a terrific guest. I would have said, oh, yeah, we'll you know, it'll be a good little, you know, week kicker offer. We didn't know what was coming down the
correct.
Pike.
We never do. Yesterday. AJ Peller never tells us anything.
So that's coming up right now, though. We turn things over to our executive producer. Get some headlines in today's edition of the Rindle Report.
You're listening to the Rindle Report on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's 6 o'clock somewhere.
6:07. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Paulie.
How are we doing?
Fantastic.
Cool. Well, you know, I know this is my segment and I can kind of choose the stories, but I decided to take one for the team here because I knew if I didn't bring this story up here with a, you know, time limit of 2, 3, 4 minutes, that Ben would just hijack a segment, probably blow off Tony Gwynn Jr. so that he could do 15 minutes on this news from the other day. But the Chargers have agreed to terms with Brandon Staley to become their next head coach. They announced that move on Sunday night. He's going to be introduced at a news conference coming up on Thursday. He served the past year as the Rams defensive coordinator and developed really the top-ranked defense in the NFL. It helps when you have guys like Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey, of course. Staley is going to replace Anthony Lynn, of course, who was fired after 4 seasons, posting a 33-31 record. Chargers went 7-9 this past year.
You know what? When I saw that news broke on Sunday night, and I was working at Channel 10, and I had this epiphany, and it came to me. And you know what I thought, Woods? I don't really care.
Yeah.
Brandon Staley, whatever. It's fine, you know?
Very much a, okay, we'll see how it plays out move.
But even more than that, it was, I don't really care who the next Chargers coach is. They're not my team anymore. I don't care.
Well, I did find it interesting that they finally got a quarterback that they believe in, and they went with a defensive-minded hire. Now, he's got some talent there to work with as well. He's got Joey Bosa. He's got Derwin James. When he gets back, they've got some good talent on that defense. And they have some good talent on that offense. I would have thought that it would have been a more offensive mind. Not my decision. Obviously, I know there were other people in the mix for that gig. But, yeah, 38 years old, this guy.
But
he's going to be a head coach.
They didn't hire him to be the defensive
coordinator. Head coach.
They hired him to be the head coach.
Sure.
Is he going to be any good at that?
Who knows?
They don't know. They don't know. That's how this game works, and maybe he will be, or given the history of the team, he probably won't be, and they'll be looking for another head coach in about
three years.
2 years. Exactly. Thank you, Paul.
Anytime, Ben. Let's keep it in the NFL. Big story to watch this week. Patrick Mahomes. We don't really know if he actually had a concussion or not, but he left the game on... They play Saturday or Sunday. He left the game this weekend as the Chiefs move on to the AFC Championship, and it's got Las Vegas in a spin right now because they don't know how to call this game. Right now the line is Kansas City -3. And that's obviously expected to change because they say if Mahomes does not play against Buffalo, then Buffalo becomes the favorite, and that line could flip to Bills -3 or even, you know, move as high as Bills -7. But right now, all we know is Patrick Mahomes is in concussion protocol. There are 4 or 5 different steps that he has to clear through the league's protocols to get back onto the field this weekend for the AFC Championship game. I'm curious if you guys think... Do you guys expect to see Mahomes there on Sunday?
Well, I'll tell you, man, watching the game and watching that hit live, the first thing I thought was, did he go high? He went high. He went lead with his helmet. Well, then they slowed it down. He didn't. Hit him in the shoulder, which is pretty concerning when you saw, if you watch it, when you saw him get to his legs and then his jelly legs went, dude, I got sick to my stomach. I did. I was like, oh, no. He is toast. He is toast. Looked like a really clean slide, a clean hit. Didn't see anything dirty about that hit at all. Not in the slightest.
Kind of whipped his head into the turf.
Yeah, his head whipped.
But
yeah,
that's not dirty.
And it's not uncommon, right? Like, it's not uncommon for those quarterbacks to whack their head against the ground. But when he stood up and they tried to grab him and he kind of crumbled, oh my God.
They went to a tight shot briefly as well. He had a very
just distant,
vacant, not really there expression. However, it was not...
He needs to get that pamphlet from Merrill Hodge, and then that will clear everything up for him.
No more than...
Patrick, read this pamphlet. You're fine.
3 minutes later, he was crisply jogging into the locker room.
He was in a dead sprint.
Yeah, he looked...
But did he know where he was?
I don't know. But he looked okay, and Andy Reid pointed that out in his post-game news conference. Yesterday, he must have said the word protocol. I played it like 7 times in 4 minutes. He's in the protocol. Well, you know, can't really say much. He's in the protocol. He's got to go through the protocol. We have a protocol for such things. This is why they take the decision out of the coaches and trainers and team doctors' hands and put it in an independent expert. Because, well, obviously, you know, it's Patrick Mahomes, and they'd be pushing him as much as they possibly can to get him back out on the field for an immensely important game. But you got to make sure that he's okay to do so. We won't know for at least another couple of days, probably, if he's going to be able to play against the Bills on Sunday in the AFC Championship game.
I fully expect him to be there.
I do, too.
Yeah,
but if he doesn't pass the protocol, he won't be. It's not the Chiefs' choice.
No, it's not.
You know, if it was the Chiefs' choice, then
he'd be there.
Then he'd be there. And if it was his choice, he'd be there. You know, but it's not. It's an independent doctor who's in charge of the protocol. And if he walks in on Wednesday morning and still doesn't know his dog from his cat on the test or whatever they do, then he's not going to play. And that's how it works.
Mm. It was pretty creepy to watch. I hope he's okay.
Good game, though.
Yeah, really good game.
Good game.
He's fun to watch. Chad Henne, my God. The giant rhinoceros balls of Andy Reid. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, we'll have to bring it up as well. The fumble by T. Higgins reaching out for the goal line.
Brutal, man. Brutal.
And obviously in a game that ended up a 5-point game, that's at least a 7-point swing right there. The Browns could be playing for a trip to the Super Bowl. We could have a Browns-Bills championship.
Would have been awesome. I would have loved it.
Yeah.
All right, and finally... How to get a free bag of marijuana with the COVID-19 vaccine.
Now, Paul, you can't just advertise your other job's company. You can't just advertise your other job on here at the company.
They know Paul. He's not giving anything away Paul, for free.
They
so
have,
this isn't a Paul Reindel advertisement.
Paul, they have to pay for advertising if they... Well, and actually, I think it's illegal in California. So tread lightly here.
I'll do my best. We're actually not talking about March and Ash, Cannabis Refined. We are talking about a group out of Washington, D.C., however. So a cannabis activist group, D.C. Marijuana Justice, plans to offer free marijuana in little baggies to those who get the COVID-19 vaccine. They announced the other day, says, quote, "We are looking for ways to safely celebrate the end of the pandemic, and we know nothing brings people together like cannabis." It's an initiative called Joints for Jabs, and the group plans to hand out free bags of marijuana in Washington, D.C. at all their vaccination sites, both to commemorate what is hopefully the beginning of the end of the coronavirus pandemic and as advocacy for both for weed being legalized and for everybody celebrating getting their vaccination. So,
dude, you don't have to give me anything. Just give me the test. Give me the shot.
Like,
you don't have to give me... Where can I go to get the vaccine? You don't have to give me weed. You don't have to give me a cookie, a sandwich, Jersey Mike's or anything. Just give me the effing vaccine.
Dude, I saw the headline and I'm like, why do we have to convince people about this?
Why are we being... Why are people being nudged? Hey, if you... I'm not really sure. Well, I'll give you a bag of weed. Sounds good to me. I'm in.
Like, I cannot wait to get that damn thing.
I know. Seriously.
Some people still have has questions.
Do you think weed
about
is going
the safety
to make
of the, vaccine?
The difference?
For some people, it might. You never know. But yeah, just sign me up. As soon as I'm eligible.
As soon as I'm ready. I'm ready. Do it now.
Give me the shot. Let's do it. And let's move forward.
Yes.
I want to get to the Padres baseball game.
Same.
With
move California
else,
forward.
This summer. All right. That's our Reindel Report. Kicking things off on a Tuesday morning after the holiday weekend. Well, we know that Woodsy correctly picked every single NFL game.
Yes.
Get an update on Fambling, and he can celebrate with his Daily Diddy selection. Do that next. Right now, let's check traffic. 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.